Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and I, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, bow, bow. Bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump. What? Ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that. But whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah!
All right, get your head right. It is Ben and Woods on a Thursday morning here on 97.3 The Fan. How my boys doing now? We got assistant producer Hammer. How you doing, buddy?
I just realized I have to, like, a terrible day ahead of me. I literally just realized all the stuff I have to do.
I watched the positivity flow out of you.
It happened in, like, literally 30 seconds.
It did, man. He was like, hey, how's everybody doing? Then he realized he's got a ton of meetings and stuff. He's like, no. I hate that feeling.
Oh, it's going to be a tough day today.
Yeah, you know what, man? You'll feel better when it's done. Just knock it out one by one. What's the old saying? If you're overwhelmed, just take it one whelm at a time, Hammer. There's some sage advice for you. One whelm at a time.
Can you be underwhelmed if you're overwhelmed?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You can be underwhelmed. I've been underwhelmed by a lot of things in my life. To Hammer's right is our executive producer, Paul Reindl. Good morning, Paulie.
What is cracking?
Well, I'm grouchy today. Surprise, surprise. I've got to put our boss on blast, I think, a little bit, right?
What?
I mean, yeah.
Oh, no.
I think
you
I have
this?
To. Yeah, I'm going
oh,
to.
Oh, God.
Go for it.
I totally am. Why not? It's
Take
funny.
Take all the eyes off me. That's
well,
fine.
Number one, it's funny.
This wasn't on the rundown. This is not my idea.
Oh, this is completely off the cuff here. So, the good thing about, well, there's a lot of good things about working here at 97.3 The Fan. Number one is it's not Twitch, so that's good. It's actual radio, so that's fun. Really enjoy that part of it.
Yeah, it's not a video game.
Not a video game. So that's one. Checks that box. Number two, pretty good gig. Morning radio, hanging with my boys, talking sports, talking other stuff, you know, having a good time. Usually done in the car by 9:30 at the latest. Not the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Got the whole beautiful San Diego day ahead of me. Get to go to Padre games. Got to meet Fernando Tatis. There's a lot to
I
be.
Love Tatis.
A lot, me too. There's a
him.
Lot to be happy
you get a
about.
Yeah,
get a paycheck, insurance, the whole bit.
We got uniforms and everything.
Yeah, we got uniforms and everything. It's really great. Every other week, this is behind the scenes. Everyone loves the behind the scenes radio. Every other week here on The Fan, we have a meeting.
Yes.
A staff meeting.
Yes, we do.
So you got to think, you got to put yourself in my boss Adam's shoes, right? So he's got the coach, whose show starts at noon. You got Elo and you got Tony Gwynn Jr., whose show starts at 3. You got us that gets off the air at 9. When would you schedule a meeting for? About 11. 11 is probably the fair. It used to be 12:30. But now coach is live on the air at noon, so you can't do that. He's in the middle of a show. So 11 o'clock is probably the best time to do it. Which is fair. It's fine. So every
morning guys come in on a couple of extra hours early.
Yep, we stay a couple hours
afternoon
late.
Afternoon guys come in early.
Yep,
morning guys stay late.
And coach just gets to live.
And coach is perfect. Coach is like, this is literally no skin off my back. The only thing you're doing is cutting into my preparation
I think
time.
We should start having meetings at 4 a.m.
Yeah, 4 a.m. I'd be all about it.
That's still a little early, guys.
So yeah, that's for you. So the meeting is at 11. So the show ends at 9. Sign off. We're like, What do you guys want to do? Ben left. He had to go home.
Ben's a savage.
He is a savage.
I'm telling you, Ben kind of just low-key does whatever he wants.
100%. He's an assassin. Straight up. And so Ben had something going on.
He is,
so he had to leave. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go down to my car, make a couple phone calls, answer some emails, charge my phone, whatever, go get a sandwich. So I kill a little time, come back, just kind of hanging out. So get up to the meeting. It's 11 o'clock. Half the staff's not there. Half. All right, fine. We'll wear it. I'm here. Let's do it. The meeting starts a couple minutes late. All right, guys, only got two things on the agenda today. Number one is this contest that's starting in a week or so. Ben and Woods, you guys actually aren't involved. It starts at 9 a.m. every day. Why am I here? If our show's not part of the contest, then why do I have to be here, right? Why, I just had to wait 2 hours.
Well, there's another thing to be said. That
was just one. The next one was, I want to get everybody together for a big barbecue, so we need to get some dates on the calendar.
Sensational.
Cool. Why couldn't it? The meeting was 7 minutes long. Seven. I clocked it. 7 minutes long. I sat around, went to Jersey Mike's, got a sandwich, listened to a podcast. Now, I mean, it wasn't an unproductive 2 hours, but a 2 hours that would have been better served being at home with my wife, helping with my son. That's what I could have been doing, but I waited 2 hours for a seven minute meeting, and then had to drive home. There was one of our guys on the station was late because of the traffic that was by my house because of an accident, so it took me about 40 minutes to get home. So I three hours to do a 7 minute meeting that could have been handled over email. It's not the most efficient thing. That's all I'm saying. I'm not mad. I'm not upset.
I went home and took a nap and then drove back.
You did? I'm not pitching a fit. I'm just saying. Everybody has those things in their office where it's like, hey, if we really play this through, we could find a better, more efficient way to do it. Also, it's 2019. Meetings are kind of becoming a thing of the past. You don't really need a meeting, right? Especially with all the email, the video conferencing. There's so many things. Like, Ben doesn't really come to the meetings. We just put him on speakerphone. Well, really? Yeah, absolutely. He's been like one. You put him on speakerphone, he listens, he gets the gist, and it's all you need. You can do a conference call. It is pimp. It is pimp that he gets to not go to meetings.
I'm telling you, dude. Guy's a savage.
He is. He's a savage. But I totally understand. And I told Ben, hey, if you got to miss meetings, you got to miss whatever, go ahead. You got two jobs. I totally understand.
I miss meetings.
You do miss meetings, but you have other things going. You're not full-time, you know? And so as a full-time employee, got to be here.
Got to be there.
So 2 hours, man. 2 hours to do 7 minutes about a contest we're not involved in. See, and a barbecue, which dates are sent out over email. I was like, I'm walking, I'm cursing our boss. I'm like, and he knew. He looked at me and just kind of smiled. I'm like, all right, okay, I got you.
You're not going to get that much sympathy from me because, man, you're full of time. Some of the stuff you just got to do because it's part of the job. And I get it. Because meetings are tricky. And sometimes, you know, to play devil's advocate, and yes, I don't go to the meetings.
That's spoken like a guy that doesn't go to meetings.
It's really easy for me to say this. But, man, it's king of consistency.
Yes.
And, yeah, as soon as you stop doing meetings and then you really need to do meetings, yeah, maybe this might have been an exception to the rule. Maybe this was the one time where I was like, I just don't got a lot on my plate today.
Yeah.
It's a 7 minute meeting. Come on, man, get over it. You got out in 7 minutes. Go on with it.
Now that's the other part of it is, hey, well, at least it was only a 7 minute. At least you didn't wait 2 hours and have to do a 2 hour meeting, which would definitely suck.
That'd be way worse.
I think it would be way worse. But
lesser of two evils.
Yeah, exactly. It's still evil, but it is the lesser of two evils. So it was fine. I just thought it was a funny story.
I like the meetings.
You're such a kiss ass. He does not like the meetings.
I think they're good team building activities.
That's a great idea if you think about
it. And it's great to see everybody. Like, I don't always get to see Chris Ello and Tony Jr. and all that. I think they're great. They're a great idea. And I think, quite frankly, we should have more of them.
I hate you. I really do. You're
all by yourself on an island on this one.
It's fine. Hey, story of my life.
No problems with our boss.
I love our boss, too. I think he's great. And he battled to get us in here, and I love that about him. And we are his guys, and I love that. But yesterday I was just a little annoyed, and I got home. Traffic was murder, and I got home and walked in, and my wife's like, "Just relax, settle down. Yeah, don't do this. Don't do this." My chest got real tight.
Say it out loud, man. You did work. You went, had a great meal at Jersey Mike's, probably listened to one of your favorite podcasts.
Yep.
Came back for only 7 minutes, did a meeting, and got to leave. Yeah, getting stuck in traffic sucks. But guess what, buddy? You live in San Diego.
It's going to happen.
Come on.
It's going to happen.
It's really not that bad of a day.
No, it was not. It was not that bad of a day. It's just interesting that you wait 2 hours for a 7 minute meeting. Isn't that, like, again,
Would you rather have had the meeting been 45 minutes?
I would rather have had an email that said, hey, Ben and Woods, you don't need to concern yourself with this because you're not involved in the contesting.
Am I still invited to the barbecue since I didn't go?
You are. Thank invited goodness. To the barbecue.
I always get worried if I'm not invited to stuff.
And I believe it's going to be on October 12th. Put it on your calendar. Maybe your lady can come in town. Bring her around. October 12th at Ben's house. We've already decided. Ben is going to host because that's what he does. He's a magnanimous host.
A what?
Magnanimous. Very magnanimous guy.
One of those words.
Just like a fun-loving, happy to help.
Magnanimous.
Magnanimous. You learn something new every day.
I do.
So who
I
wake farted? Up.
And his wife, Shelly, is going to cook. And I see enough of you guys. I don't need to go to barbecue, but when I found out that Shelly is cooking, sign me up.
Yeah.
She's unbelievable. Hammer, bring your appetite. I know you will.
Always.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. So it will be fun to get together with the guys. And good luck to everybody else on the station that's involved in the contesting. I hope you guys have a lot of fun with the contest. And I'm happy that we're not involved in the contest. But since we're not involved in the contest, I didn't think we should be involved in the meeting. It doesn't concern us. Correct?
I think it's important.
I think it's important for us to be there and have awareness and know everything that is going on the station, whether it concerns our show
told
or not.
Told you, man. I'm turning into a giant a-hole.
Dude, you're Antonio Brown.
I almost just said it.
You're AB, bro.
I am turning into a huge, huge a-hole right now.
Easy, Stern.
Wow.
What a morning.
If I can't come in here and open my heart to my brothers and my teammates, I don't want to do this anymore.
Hey, that's the head coach. I'm trying to play.
Man. I guess you are right. Well,
you just heard the best 15 minutes of radio.
Oh, man. Well, it is a Thursday. I'm in a better mood now than I was when I sat down this morning. It's certainly a better mood than I was on my drive home yesterday after our 7-minute meeting.
Just 7 minutes.
7-minute abs here on Ben and Woods this morning. Wait for Benny to get here. He'll be here any minute. Yesterday, we talked to Dennis Dodd, who is one of the best college football minds in this country, period, the end. One of our favorite guys to have on. He joined us on the SDCCU fan hotline. And it's our 97.3 The Fan Spotlight, talking college football with Dennis Dodd. That's coming up next, right here on Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. A live version of Airbag. I've never heard this version, Pauly. I like it. It's Radiohead. It's 97.3 The Fan. It's Ben and Woods. And it's like throwing me off because I've never heard this live version and I want to listen to it. It's great. It's really, really good. Yesterday we had Dennis Dodd on. Dennis Dodd, one of the great college football minds in our country. Always fortunate to have Dennis on the airwaves with us. And we were talking, obviously, with Dennis Dodd, college football. This is our 97.3 The Fan Spotlight with, again, for the fifth time, Dennis Dodd.
Joining us to talk a little college football, one of our favorites on our SDCCU fan hotline, joining us from CBS Sports, Dennis Dodd is with us on Ben and Woods. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great.
Good. Yeah, I still have a few of the patsies, the non-conference games, but you also have some good ones. And finally, we've got some top 10 teams colliding. Had the LSU-Texas game earlier this season. This week, number one matchup with a bullet. Number 7, Notre Dame. At number 3, Georgia. Sanford Stadium, Athens, Georgia. Someone's going to be proven for real this week. What do you think about that matchup, Dennis?
Yeah, that kind of seems to be the angle of this, you know, who's going to come out the survivor for the playoff or whatnot. It's really weird. This is being called, I was at Athens this week. It's being called the biggest intersectional game there they've had since Yale came to dedicate the stadium in 1929.
Wow.
There are going to be 90,000 people outside the stadium without tickets. But we're talking about inside. You know, Georgia, 2 years ago, this Georgia win at Notre Dame 20-19 was kind of the launching point for what they are now, which is an annual contender in the SEC. And, I think some people project a playoff team with Kirby Smart. I don't know if we know much about them. They played 3 patsies, Vanderbilt, Murray State, and Arkansas State, and really wiped the floor with them. They have their top four pass receivers have never caught a came into the season having never caught a pass at Georgia. I think we know about Jake Fromm. He's, you know, an All-America type, very accurate. DeAndre Swift, Zamir White, the running backs. You know, let's see how the defense reacts to an Ian Book, who they're really concerned about as a runner. He's a very good leader, passer, everything else. But as a runner, it's kind of an X factor for him. And I think that's Notre Dame's best chance in this game.
Yeah, I'm a Notre Dame fan. I'm not even looking forward to it in the slightest. They haven't beaten a top five team, I think, since 2004.
Yeah.
I know what's in store for me. I think they're pretty heavy. Are they heavy dog on the road?
I didn't see the point spread.
It's getting up towards two touchdowns.
All right.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, yeah. So, like, there's nothing. Is that even a big game?
Is that not a symptom of Dennis, what college football has become when the number seven team in the country is a two touchdown underdog to the number three team? I mean, talk about haves and have nots in college football.
Yeah. I think we even talked about this here on this show, how, you know, Alabama and Clemson have separated themselves from the field. It's really the power school. Excuse me. I have a sneeze coming on there.
Really that was happening to me earlier. It's the worst.
There it is.
Bless you. Get it out.
Organic radio. Yeah,
or organic. We're going to use that clip forever. Trust us.
Yeah, that's good. there's even a separation. You know, those two teams, and then about the top six teams, of which Notre Dame is not one, Michigan is not one, for the ones that can contend for the playoff. But I do think that Notre Dame, although it got to the playoff last year, boy, that result, 30-3, showed how far it has to come in terms of team speed, skill players, everything else. They were just run off the field by Clemson. And I think what you guys are saying is this kind of looks like that game again.
It really does. I mean, you know, Alabama didn't have the best show. I mean, look, it happens.
They run off the field like Clemson, too.
Yeah, I mean, Clemson's such a damn good team. But I remember that game, you know, when the Irish lost by one. And that was an absolute gut punch for the Irish. And you wonder. I mean, if they win, you got to feel like things have to go massively, massively wrong. Also, how many years has Jake Fromm been in college? He's 17th year senior, right? I feel like I've been watching him since I was in high school.
He's a junior.
It's so weird. Am I wrong, Ben? Haven't you seen Jake Fromm for 15 years?
Yeah, it does feel like he's been around a while.
It's crazy.
As a freshman, he led them to the national championship game against. You know, eventually Tua, who came in relief of Jalen Hurts.
That's right.
Two freshmen there battling it out, which is another topic for another time, how young they've gotten. But, yeah, no, he's kind of the guy when you talk about Kyler Murray and Tua and even Jalen Hurts now that doesn't get, I don't want to say respect, but just doesn't get talked about because he's your standard everyday quarterback. He's not flashy. You know, he's a guy that could complete 70% of his passes this year. And we'll do everything right. And be in the NFL, obviously, but he just doesn't have the flash of those other guys.
Talking college football with Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports. Friday night at the Coliseum, number 10 Utah at USC. The Trojans coming off that loss to BYU. Clay Helton said, hey, it was a non-conference game. How big of a matchup now is this for Clay Helton, for the Trojans? You know, they're trying to hire an athletic director. Reggie Bush has received special permission to be there. He's covering the game with Fox. I mean, this is kind of
a big one.
I hate to put everything on one game, but this is kind of one of those turning point games for a program in my mind.
And wouldn't it be so Pac-12 if USC won?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, of course.
To get rid of the last, I think Utah's the last one. Well, they're not the last one.
No, Washington State, I have to always bring that up.
Cal,
my wife, the Cougs.
Cal is there, but you know what I'm talking about. The last threat to get to the playoff.
You're making my wife mad, really mad right now, Dad.
And I think USC's got a heck of a chance. I mean, I think the matchup's really good. Because Utah, if it gets behind in the fourth quarter, is not built to just, you know, steamroll right down the field, especially on the road. And, yeah, you're right, the AD thing is hanging over Clay Helton's head. A sword is hanging over Clay Helton's head, let's be honest. But I don't, you know, that was a narrow loss last week, a bad loss for USC. But I think they've got the firepower with this freshman and certainly some of the best receivers in the country being at home, I would not have a problem picking USC in this game.
Not at all. Dennis, San Diego State Aztecs, you're always willing to talk a little Aztecs with us, and they're on CBS Sports Network on Saturday night. This could be, against Utah State, a game that could propel the Aztecs to maybe get in some votes in the top 25, could mark them as a favorite in the Mountain West, but they haven't gone up against a potential NFL quarterback like the one that Utah State has in Jordan Love, I believe is his name.
Yeah, Jordan Love, if you haven't gotten your Heisman package in the mail, you should. His number is 10, so you get 10 candy hearts, you know, the kind you get for Valentine's Day, because his last name is Love. Yeah, so there's a little play on that, and get a little notebook and everything else. But I just got done writing a piece for Friday, a little bit about them. Probably one of the more underrated and unknown teams in the country, just because Matt Wells left. You know, Gary Anderson comes in, the ultimate job hopper. He replaced Matt Wells, who replaced him before he came. But Jordan Love is a 70% passer. In their last 15 games, Utah State has averaged 48 points a game. They snap the ball every 19 seconds, which is one of the highest rates in the country, if you want some definition for that. So it's they're going to be up and down the field, or try to be, against San Diego State. You know, and that if either of these teams win, they'll be in the conversation. You still got Boise, who's undefeated, and that Florida State win probably put them above everyone else, except UCF, which now has Pittsburgh. They get back-to-back Power 5 wins. They're going to have that annoying, you know, why can't we be in the playoff thing, and a possibility for them to go 12-0.
Oh, national championship time in Central Florida again.
Yeah, fake national championship.
I don't think so.
It's, you know, every time the Aztecs are undefeated, or, you know, you see the columns. There was one in the UT today, I believe Bryce Miller wrote about it, and I don't disagree that it's still a problem, the Power 5 versus the Group of 5 and the lack of accessibility to the playoff. I don't necessarily think that there's a bunch of Group of 5 teams that deserve to be in the top 4, but it bothers me every year. And I go on this rant every single season, probably around August 1st when the training camps open up for college football teams. You're already out of it. I mean, the vast majority of college football teams are eliminated before they take the field for their first practice, and that bothers me, Dennis, and I wish they could do something about it.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, all these conferences agreed to this. The Mountain West, the American, all these Group of Five conferences agreed to this.
Because it was better than the BCS, and they didn't have much of a choice.
And let's be fair, a pretty strong financial upgrade in the playoff era. They got, I know the Sun Belt, I think, got a tenfold increase in their payout. So, you know, money kind of cures all ills in that sense. But, yes, the fans, the players, the coaches want to see them be able to compete for a national championship. But I think the only way that happens, even begins the conversation for that to happen, is if it expands to 8 someday.
Dennis, as always, it's great chatting with you. We will definitely hit you up again as the season goes on. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right, that's Dennis Dotter, SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU has auto loan rates as low as 3.15% APR, and low rates means low payments. Apply today. SDCCU.com. Good stuff with Dennis Dodd. Always
auto
enjoy talking
rates.
With Dennis. Oh, man, it is early this morning. It's the 5 a.m. hour. We only have the tier ones who are up and with us. Woodsy.
I wonder some days if anybody's there, Ben, or if I'm just screaming into the ether.
No, they're there. I mean, you could ask and say, hey, tweet us at Ben and Woods right now, and you'll get a whole bunch of people who are up early. That before sunrise lifestyle.
Now, did you hear my rant?
I never
rant?
Thought I'd be a part of.
Did you hear my rant about our 7-minute
I did. Game? I did. I understood why you were mad, because you could have been at 7 Mile Casino.
Only 7 minutes.
By the
minutes.
Time the meeting was over, if you had left at the start of the meeting.
Had we had the meeting at Petco Park, I could have gone, in that time that the meeting lasted, to 7 Mile Casino. I could have been playing California Blackjack, maybe Baccarat.
Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 800-000-466.
Because it was open during the meeting.
Of course it was, because it's open all the time.
Open 24-7. So, yeah. No, I understood. And as the only person who apparently wasn't at the meeting...
No, you weren't.
Oh, there was a couple of other no-shows?
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate that Hammer thinks I've got some mystical power of not going to meetings.
He's laughing.
It's not like, even like Hammer. I just have another job and another life. And
it's true.
You know, I was there. I ended up contributing a lot, as you said.
We
offered to host the get together, the shindig for the crew at 97.3 The Fan.
Yep.
Didn't hear anyone else piping in.
Nobody piped in.
To volunteer to do that during the meeting.
Well, I'm glad you did, because at one point he said, hey, you know, in my neighborhood, there's like a pool, and we could all go down by the pool and grill. And I just started to panic. I'm like reaching for a Xanax. I'm like, I'm like, I don't want to go swimming and have a pool party because, well, I'm a grown adult male, and I don't want to do that. So can't we just... And then Ben, our boss called me later and said, hey, your co-host is a real mensch. Do you know what a mensch is? I said, yeah. He goes, he offered his home for the barbecue. I go, thank God, because that means Shelley's cooking. And that means this will be the greatest barbecue of all time.
I appreciate the rabbi saying so.
Yeah.
All right. We got a good show this morning. We'll get some NFL and college football picks with Cash Medi in our second hour. The Mort Report, always on Thursdays with Ben and Woods at 7:35.
Have we decided about Mort yet today? What we're going
to
do?
Did someone ask him about it yesterday?
I don't know.
Did Levitard do it, or do we have to be the ones that break the story about Mort's feud with Ian Rappaport on Twitter?
I mean, we got to ask
him. Put yourself in a listener's shoes. You see that Mort is coming on. You heard us talking about it yesterday. Hold his feet to the fire for once.
For what?
He understands. I mean, he understands that
what
people
are
curious.
David Jeff podcast over there? Why don't you pipe down, Paul? Turn your mic off. God bless. It's all we do is hold feet to the fire in here. It's sizzling hot on Ben and Woods.
All right, so we've got a lot to get to. Padres had a just when you think it's all over and they're playing out the string.
It's over, Ben. What do you mean just when you think? Well, you got a glimmer of hope.
No, but you had a nice, certainly an impressive performance by Denelson Lamet.
It was awesome.
So we'll talk about that. All the headlines for the day. We got a new sports team coming to San Diego. We'll get to that coming up next. Ben Woods, it is Thursday morning. Glad to have you with us on 97.3 The Fan. Got the roll call this morning. I love that.
I
yes.
love it.
You
I
know,
love
we
it,
just
I love
have that, that moment where we're not sure why we're up in the morning.
Yes.
Kind of a daily occurrence around here.
It is.
You know, 5 a.m. is a lot early. I don't see a lot of the other shows in this building or in this town getting started at 5. So
yeah, we are the most special morning show in town.
We are.
Yeah, we have a four-hour sports show, start an hour earlier. It's great. It's great.
I was like...
They're piling in!
40, 50... Look at this. This is amazing, guys.
Should do some shout-outs.
Call out everybody. Yeah, we can shout-out throughout the morning.
Good morning, Paul Ware. Good morning,
Brando,
Jonathan
Brando, Chill Myers, Keith, Hefe,
Rigby,
Luis,
Alex Cordova. Ryan, Alex Cordova is the one that tipped me a dollar yesterday.
HD23 Trainer.
Oh, hang on. You forgot. Turd Ferguson.
That is HD23 Trainer.
Oh, wow. Well, why would
I just read the actual at account.
He censored himself because he didn't want to say turd. Keith, good morning. Good morning, Hefe. Good morning, Luis. This is great. You guys are the best. Thank you.
All
really
right.
appreciate
Good morning,
you.
All the tier good ones. Morning. Great tier ones out there. To Ben and Woods, we got some Hammer Time coming up for you here.
Can't wait.
In just a few minutes. You seem confused a little bit, though, Woods.
Shocker.
About the new soccer team coming to town.
Yeah, I am.
Are you?
I am. Well, I know that a lot of people are excited about it, and that's good. I don't know. I remember. I think we were at our old place, and they were going to do a soccer team called FC 1904.
Yes.
And then it went away, but now that's back.
Right. You're following along.
So
good.
Wait, is that true?
That is true. Everything you said is true.
Well done.
It went away. They weren't going to do it, and then they decided to do it, and it's actually running.
Yes. That is just started up, in fact. They played their first home game last Saturday.
They did?
Yes.
Okay, and they play at?
They play at SDCCU Stadium.
Okay.
Which the announced attendance was about 3,000.
Okay.
The people who were there say it might have been about half that.
All right.
Which looks kind of empty in a 70,000-seat stadium. But
yeah, game one.
You have to get started somewhere. You do.
That's exactly right. Rome was not built in a day. I am not not going to rip on anybody.
I think soccer confuses a lot of people.
All right, so let's say this is what I know. This is just me, the very novice soccer fan, the very novice sports radio host.
You're not allowed to use your hands.
Well, I know that. You can't use your hands. In soccer. You can use your head, though. But what I will say is this. So I know we've got the Sockers.
Yes.
Check. We've got awesome. FC 1904. Check.
That team is brand new. They had tried to start up earlier in a league that no longer exists.
The league went away.
Yes, the whole league just crumbled on them. So then they had to come back, and they found a new lower league that was forming, a third division league. So think of it as the kind of like baseball with the majors, and then you've got different levels of minor leagues underneath.
So MLS would be Major League Soccer.
It would be.
Yeah, but we don't have one of those.
That's the top. We don't have one of those.
Okay. And that was the whole SDSU West.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
FC 1904 was hoping to get into the next division below that.
Right.
But that league went away.
Okay.
So they started up now in a new league, which is a third division league. So like double A.
Okay.
Like two levels below MLS.
No worries.
The new team that Landon Donovan is going to be starting is going to play in the USL. Which is like AAA. It's the league right below Major League Soccer.
But you just said that FC 1904 was going to play in that league, and that league went away.
No, that was a different league. This is a you have the Pacific Coast League, the Texas League, the International League.
Grapefruit League. There's more than one
AAA league. There's a lot of AA leagues around the country.
All right.
There are like some single A, like semi pro leagues everywhere, just regionally. And we've had many of those like single A type teams around. They play on weekends in front of no one because, you know, they don't draw a lot of fans, but they've existed in the past here in San Diego. This is the first time that we'll have had any team as high in the pecking order, the new USL team that Landon Donovan introduced this week.
And they're called?
They don't have a name yet. Just the USL, San Diego USL team at this point. They'll unveil details like name, colors, coaches.
Okay.
Players over the next few months.
So would they be like an equivalent to the Gulls in hockey?
Yes, AHL, one level below.
Now,
to make things even more confusing, do we need the fireside chant? Like
I think we do.
We're doing like Ben explains the Aztecs. Now it's Ben explains soccer.
All right, I'll sit back.
So to make things a little more confusing,
gather round, children.
Unlike in Major League Baseball, where the teams in the top have then affiliates where they call up players from.
Yes.
It doesn't work that way in soccer. The teams are independent in soccer below MLS. Now, you can steal players, you can sign players and bring them up, but they're not necessarily yours. They belong to the minor league team, and then they can leave to sign a major league deal if they get that opportunity. But you don't necessarily own all the players. You may own some of them. You send them down to different areas to get, you know, you loan them out to lower teams so they get some experience, but you don't have your farm team.
Soccer is like the damn Wild West.
It is.
It really is.
Well, in Europe, of course, which, and a lot of people think that this would work here, in Major League Baseball and football, those lower teams, if they play well enough, they can play their way into the top league. It's called promotion.
And relegation, okay.
Yes. So they can actually go up and down from the second division to the first, or the second to the third, first to the second, and that happens each season. The top teams go up, the bottom teams go down. We've never countenanced that in this country. You know, we don't let our Major League Baseball teams fall into the Pacific Coast League if they finish in last place.
But we absolutely should.
Yeah, you say that, but I would imagine the owner who just spent, you know, $1.2 billion on his Major League team isn't going to be happy 1 year later when they're demoted to AAA and they're now worth, you know, $122 million.
Do better.
And he just lost $1 billion.
Do better.
In his first year.
Do better.
So, that's been probably the biggest issue in this country with no promotion and relegation.
Okay, so now we will have, and that the new league is an outdoor league. It's
actually not a new league. It's existed around.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
the new USL team, and they're going to be playing at USD, correct?
Yes, they're going to be playing, which is weird because the higher level team is going to be playing in the smaller stadium, which they're trying to make bigger because they want at least 8,000 if they can get it, And then the lower team has somehow rented out SDCCU Stadium, which is probably way too big for what they need.
So what do you?
But that's what they got.
So do you like the chances of this new Landon Donovan led team succeeding?
I think like is a strong word at this point. I am hopeful that it goes well. Why don't we let Landon explain a little bit about it? He appeared yesterday with Coach John Quintero to talk about his new venture, his new team in the USL that's going to be starting up here in the next few months here in San Diego.
Unfortunately, I am hanging it up. I would love to play, but I've got another job to tend to, so I've got a lot to do in 6 months, as all of us do, before we kick off in the first weekend of March next year. And it's been an incredible experience with the Sockers. I've learned a lot about that game, the indoor game, which is much different than the outdoor game. Met a lot of fantastic people, and it's a wonderful organization. And it's been fun to be a part of that that club that's been so important to this city for so many years.
All right, so Landon says he's not going to play for the Sockers anymore, which was always kind of a bit of an attention-grabbing gimmick for everyone. Sockers, Landon. It worked out well last year.
It really did, yeah.
But he's focusing all of his attention on this new team, which is going to play in the USL. It's the United Soccer League, like a AAA league for Major League Soccer, and they're going to begin play in March of 2020.
Okay.
I mean, I think this is the team that more people have been excited about, at least that I've seen in soccer in this town, maybe ever for outdoor soccer. I mean, way back when I was a kid, they used to have the Sockers had an outdoor version that I think some people were excited about, but you know, for a soccer passionate community like we've never really had a team that everyone's gotten behind.
Yeah.
In this town, which is unusual. It is
the passion for soccer in this town is bananas. You know what's funny? I was watching something this weekend, and I think I was waiting for the Notre Dame game to start, and I just caught the last 5 minutes of the Norwich and Man City.
Nice little Premier League.
Premier League. Which is bananas. And like I really feel like I could get into that.
I think anyone could.
Right.
If we had that kind of atmosphere, that kind of passion, everyone would just be scrambling
but
to
like,
support a team like that.
This team, Norwich, goes and beats Man City, which had I think never happened, or maybe had been 50 some odd years if I recall. But the passion and the just the sheer look of shock on the faces of the Man City. And I saw a lot of people tweeting, like, they were really excited. It was a huge, huge upset. And I watched it. I watched 5 minutes of it, which is, that's actually quite a bit for me.
Well, Man City, now I'm acting like I know something about soccer. Man City used to always be like the Clippers to Man United's
right.
Lakers in Manchester, which is a town in kind of central England. But in recent years, Man City got this big Steve Ballmer-like owner.
And they got
with tons of money.
Pep Lizardo.
So, yeah, they get a good coach.
Look
they
at
get,
me.
They get good players. And they sort of pass Manchester United the way the Clippers pass the Lakers. But Man U still has more fans. They're still kind of the Lakers. But the success has happened with Man City over the last few years.
Well, then they went and dropped that game to Norwich, who I guess had no business beating them. Am I saying that right? Norwich?
I think so.
It's spelled
There's a W in there.
It's spelled Norwich, but I think they
say
Norwich.
In English. English.
All right, Roman says L.A.
It's also spelled Premier, but they say Premier.
Roman says LAFC, do it, man. Trust me.
That's the new team that goes with the Galaxy. They have two MLS teams. But I'm kind of waiting for a San Diego MLS team, and this is kind of what I was going to get to. The reason why I think Landon's team might face, you know, an uphill climb like other teams, everyone thinks San Diego should have an MLS team.
Right.
There's so much soccer passion. Why don't we have a top-level team in this town? Obviously, the answer is, well, they don't have a great place to play. And they wanted, you know, they tried to build Soccer City. It didn't pass.
It didn't pass.
So
I got
now,
all those that money, though.
You know, that was an opportunity. You know, at some point, Landon, you know, if they're successful, there's probably an idea that they can lift their team, not through promotion, but you know, certainly, hey, look at all these fans.
Look at these fans.
MLS gets impressed. Let's lift their team up into MLS at some point.
But it doesn't matter, though. If they're getting, what does USD Stadium hold?
Right now, about 6,500.
Does it, if they pack it every week with 6,500,
they still need a stadium.
They
need to build something at some point.
I mean, you could have people spilling out in the streets. It's not going to matter.
Yeah, and that's always the issue. It's a place to play. And I think San Diego would be a great soccer community, great for the MLS, but you know, maybe the San Diego State says their new stadium will be great for soccer.
I do find it weird that San Diego has such civic pride about teams from LA, but you do see a lot of San Diego fans rooting for LAFC, which I think is odd.
Yeah, well, soccer fans have just kind of been waiting. They were getting excited. Hey, like, we might have an MLS team. We didn't get one, so I better choose one now.
The closest, relative to right. San Diego is LA. So interesting. It is interesting to me. And
so,
are you planning? It's March, so we got a while. Are you going to plan on heading out to a game?
Yeah, I mean, we'll probably do some coverage of the new team and check it out next year. So we'll see how it goes.
We're cutting into the best segment of the day.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Stop. Hammer time.
Are you telling me that me explaining how soccer works in San Diego wasn't the best segment of the day?
It was not a bad segment.
It's not the best radio you are going to hear. I mean, something between now and the time you go to bed could be better than what you just heard on the air.
You know what? The funny thing is, I'm not mad at that segment. I like to be informed, and that was informative. And now I feel like I have more bullets in the gun, so to speak. That's probably a bad analogy these days. I have more feathers in my cap. How about that? Redact that.
Hammer, I don't want to make you nervous for this Hammer time, but Gary Woods is listening. He just checked in with the rest of the Tier 1.
Your dad? So my dad, yeah. Love. Listens every day. Hi, Dad.
He's going to love this one, then.
Oh, great.
Dude, so I always think about this, and takes up like most of my day when I do think about it. If you could completely just redo your life, what would you be most excited for to do again? Like for me, dude, I'm really fast, and I wish I could just like do my life and just do track and not do football and just dedicate myself, and I'd be really excited for that and that development.
So you got a do-over.
Basically.
It's funny that, Hammer, you say that because I do feel like I wish I had dedicated myself to my golf game a little earlier, like taking the practice seriously. I didn't do that until I got into college, and then I got really good for a while and felt, if I had just started taking it seriously a few years earlier, like, you know, get down to business, lessons, driving range, short game, worked really hard on that, I might have been like a pretty decent golfer. I don't know if I would have been good enough to make the PGA Tour, but I certainly would have been up there with everyone else, and I felt like I just didn't have the drive. I didn't have the motivation to do it back at that age.
It kills you too, because you think you're like, man, how good could I have really been all time?
But how do you motivate? You know, when you're like 11, how do you like go back and tell your 11-year-old self, hey, be driven like Tiger Woods, because you're gonna appreciate that later in life when you're living the sweet life on the PGA Tour. You're gonna love that you were like obsessed about it and you weren't playing video games after school and you know, playing wiffle ball in the backyard. But you know, that's what I did. I wiffle ball and video games, and I didn't practice my golf.
It's a good question. Something I think about a lot too, Hammer, is I think as I sit here today, I've got great job, beautiful family, pretty happy with life and where I live.
You're killing it.
The thing is, you go back, change anything, it might screw it up. Exactly. It's the Mr. Destiny theory.
Absolutely. No one knows that movie, I think, but me and you, Ben. Yeah. It's a really underrated movie, Mr. Destiny.
Sounds like a superhero.
It's not, but it is a little bit of fantasy, but there's baseball involved, so it gets a pass from me. But I wonder that, Benny, because I think if I had just practiced harder at baseball and gotten on a program and knowing what I know now, like, what would I have done? I don't know how much better I would have been. Probably not much. I think there's some of it that's just in you. It's born into you. And I think I was always destined to be a very average player. So I don't know what I would have.
You know what? I would have relaxed a little more. I wouldn't have worried about everything so much.
This is 5.0.
This is wild because I didn't worry about anything back then.
I know.
Now all I do is worry. And now you don't worry.
Now I don't worry.
And now I
used to worry about everything.
I skated through life like whatever.
And I took every assignment so seriously.
And that's me now.
My entire future depends on me turning on in this worksheet
tomorrow
morning and getting it done.
That 7-minute meeting yesterday spun me out for the entire, my whole day was ruined because I realized I wasted 2 hours and 7 minutes.
It was the highlight of my day.
You're such a liar.
And it wasn't even on the radar screen of my day.
Exactly. And here I am, getting my panties in a bunch about it, and just like, I'm going to have a heart
attack. So you guys are still young enough that you can make kind of that choice. I don't know that Woods and I can make drastic directional changes in our life.
Oh,
at
yeah.
this point.
It'd be really tough.
I don't know where I would be right now if I could go do things over again, but I'll tell you right now, probably wouldn't be working in radio.
Ooh.
Well, that was big.
That's an indictment of radio.
What's indictment? Dude, you used the biggest words. You got to stop.
It's really not that big a word.
Indictment? I love what I do, but as we all know, it's not the same as what it used to be.
Oh, no, you know what? Here's what I would have done. I would have gotten a radio in like
much earlier,
1995, when this job would have paid me like 400 grand a year. Let's just say it doesn't even sniff that right now. Radio used to be the king. And if you could get this gig right now, if we did this job and it was 25 years ago, we're the same show, just in here playing grab ass, talking Padres. My base salary would be $250,000, which, by the way, it ain't even close. It ain't even close to that. But 25 years ago, sitting in here with the ratings we have, 250
and
grand.
That's like before inflation, what
exactly.
that would be worth. So
exactly.
There you go.
So maybe that's what I would
do. Good question, Hammer.
Great question.
Stop. Hammer time.
All right, Hammer time for a Thursday. We got a lot to get to coming up. Our 6 o'clock hour, play some Real or Fake, Cash Medi, get some NFL picks for you. And the Padres get a performance the likes of which we haven't seen in a dozen years. Last night in Milwaukee. If you missed it, we'll get to it next. Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.